This one's cut on, hit down left field. Richardson.
Oh, and Sean, just so you know, Greg put in automatic fades into those bumpers, so you don't have to fade it out. It'll do itself. And thanks for the MAAA standings. Appreciate it.
Deep left field. McDowell backing up. That one is gone. Absolute moonshot.
The right fielder going back over his shoulder, and it's gone.
You like that one?
Yeah, well, that kid cranked it. It was a Legion ball. So it was Farmington Legion. It was a kid that was in his freshman year in college, or just finished his freshman year. And this guy just
cracking the bat. The talk of the parkland is
just
your
like
home.
Uppercut cranking.
This one's hit hard and it's going to stay in fair territory. It's going to hop over the third baseman. One run's going to come in.
Wilson Rozier.
And he just like down the line and Ziegler makes an amazing diving grab. Wow. Every time we see an amazing play in the field, someone on either side just has a play to one up it.
In line drive right back up the middle. Farmington takes the lead. Coming in to score is Connor Yorty. And it's now 5-4 Farmington, bottom of the sixth.
Miller dives headfirst into home in celebration in North County in 7 innings. Walks off, they're going to the chip.
Wow, that's all you can say. Just wow.
Tune in to AM800 KREI throughout the season. Go online at MIMOinfo.com and follow us at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter. Now we send you to the field for play-by-play of all the action.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone out of Bismarck High School, home of the Indians, as they get ready to host the Arcadia Valley Tigers and some great baseball high school action on AM800 KREI. We hope it will be a good game, and we hope you'll stick around for the completion of the game. We're going to have a couple of coach interviews to get to. Coach A. Bourne of Bismarck and Coach John Inman of Arcadia Valley, along with some other pregame banter, all headed your way in the next 15 minutes before first pitch on AM800 KREI.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Back on AM800 KREI, Matt Greenwood joined by Bismarck baseball head coach Abe Warren. Coach, off to a great start this year, 9 wins, 2 losses. You're about to face an Arcadia Valley team that you have a lot of experience with, including some games last year, during the fall season. So a lot of experience with these guys. So have you learned anything new seeing them this year?
Well, I think you probably see something different every time, but we've seen them a lot. I know a lot of those boys, and I imagine that it'll be pretty similar to what we're used to seeing.
Hunter Drake is a guy that you're throwing out there on the mound today. You said he features quite a pretty good arsenal, that split finger. Yeah. We're looking forward to seeing that today. Is that when his game is really on, is when he has that pitch working, or is he pretty effective with others?
Usually if Hunter has command of the fastball, he's going to be effective. But, you know, his split finger is kind of like a knuckleballer's knuckleball. You know, if it's working that day, he's going to be tough. If it's not, he's going to try to use something else. And usually you figure that out in the pen before the game or maybe during the first inning. But we'll just see how it goes, you know. You just take it from there. And I know Grant will be behind the plate calling a good game. He'll figure out what needs to be done. And I expect good results. So.
Are you the one that taught him how to throw the splitter?
No, I didn't teach him to grow Goliath hands. That kid's got hands that are the size of, I don't know what, they're monsters. So
bigger than Missouri, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you could say that. You could say that. Not as big as Texas, but.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, he just uses what he has well. He's worked hard at it. He's put a lot of time in, and it's really showed off.
What really stands out offensively for you guys in 11 contests this year, I did the math, maybe it was right, maybe it was wrong, but it was pretty close. 135 to 24, you've been outscoring your opponents. So do you get the sense that maybe this is the kind of game where you can put up 8 or 9 runs, or is this one of those hard-fought battles where it's 2-1, 3-2?
I don't know if I'll expect a 2-1 or 3-2 game. I don't know if I'll expect to put up double-digit runs. I know they're throwing Isaiah. You know, he's got good stuff. I've been watching him forever. He's my nephew. I know that he can get outs. You know, I wouldn't expect to put up double-digit runs or, you know, blow anyone out with him on the mound. But you never know. That's our goal. We're not going to stop scoring once we start if we can help it. And but I think we're prepared for a close ball game, you know, 2 or 3 runs, or we can go to a shootout, you know. And so we'll just kind of see what happens.
This is game 1 of 3 this week for you guys. How do you work around the new pitching rules? Are you pretty confident? Are you a 4-5 deep kind of baseball team on the mound?
Yeah, it really hasn't affected us this year. I think it's been an advantage to us as a small school with as many arms as we have. You know, I can throw 5 or 6 guys out there that I know are effective. And, you know, I have 3 or 4 guys that are going to start a game, and you always feel like you have a chance to win with them out there. So it's been an advantage to us. We don't approach it any differently. We just pay attention to numbers, make sure we're not breaking any rules or hurting anyone. And it really hasn't changed anything from what we've done in the past.
All right, Coach, best of luck today.
I appreciate the coverage.
A. Bourne, Bismarck Baseball, head of their matchup against Arcadia Valley, coming up very shortly on AM 800 KREI.
St. Paul GM Country presents the Craftsman World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series plus Power-Eyed National Midgets Saturday night, April 22nd at Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 in Peabody. It's one of the biggest nights of racing all season long as Wing Sprint Cars and Power-Eyed Midget Series race for the checkered flag. Get your tickets today for the World of Outlaws by logging on to FederatedAutoPartsRaceway.com. It's Saturday night, April 22nd, the World of Outlaws. Gates open at 4 and racing at 7:30 at Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 in Peabody. The World of Outlaws are back, April 22nd. Don't miss it.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone at Bismarck High School. First pitch on the way already, and this one is skied high on the infield to the second baseman, Mork. And Mork squeezes a glove on it as Trent Russell, swinging on the first pitch, is retired for out number one. An early start to this contest. It is an MAAA conference matchup. Arcadia Valley entering with 2 wins and 1 loss so far in the conference. Bismarck 1-1. Drake is ready to face Jake Pryor, the lefty, and he watches a fastball high and outside for ball one. We'll set the defense for Bismarck in just a second as the 1-0 comes in high as well. 2 balls and no strikes to Jake Pryor over at the hot corner. It is number, hang on, here we go, 2-0 right down the middle for a strike. So 2 balls and 1 strike is the count. Here's a fly ball into right center field. That's shallow. That gets down for a base hit. Pryor will round first, and he has a single with 1 out for the Tigers.
Just a nice piece of hitting there. Some solid contact, enough to loop it over the head of the second baseman, Mork, and have it drop into right center field.
And that one is Sean Mork, the second baseman. Timmy Mork plays third base for Bismarck as Isaiah Gibbs gets ready to take a cut at Hunter Drake. Drake a look at first and delivers low and away for ball one. Over at short, it is Austin Jarvis behind the dish. Grant Latham, Jacob Reese over at first base. From left to right in the outfield, it is Gibson, Dunn, and Gillian for the Bismarck defense. Out in front of this one and fouling it straight back in over the fence and out of play is Gibbs. Count 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 man on. That's Jake Pryor at first and 1 down here in the top of the first. Drake delivers and that one is grounded foul. Third base coach and head coach John Inman of Arcadia Valley dancing out of the way of that one. Scoots into the outfield And the left fielder, Gibson, will toss it back into the infield, trying to use as few balls as possible. One ball, two strikes to the right-handed hitting Gibbs. Gibbs also on the mound today for Arcadia Valley. 1-2, missing low. Catcher Latham setting up high. Squares up the count at two balls and two strikes. Jake Pryor not a big lead over at first base. He singled the right field with one out here in the top of the first. Wind blowing from left to right field. 2-2, curve popped up into shallow right field. And the play is made by Gillian. He'll look Pryor back to first base. And there are two outs for Tatum Jones.
Gillian did a good job staying on that one. It looks like he had a bit of trouble reading where that was going off the bat, but able to recover and have a good direction to get to the baseball.
Tatum Jones also batting from the right side, digging in the box. Over at third base, Timmy Mork playing even with the bag. Toss over to first, and Pryor back in safely. I said shallow right field, but it's only 256 down the right field line, so it's
right field is shallow right field.
Exactly. Drake comes set. Pryor on the move. The throw down to second from Latham. It's on target, but late. And Jake Pryor, who's also a point guard for the AV Tigers basketball squad, gets the first stolen base of the game.
Just a straight steal there. Took off for second, and Latham, I don't know, maybe if he didn't have the grip on it correctly or something like that, but a little hesitation before he threw it down to second.
Pitch was a strike, and a big cut from Tatum Jones comes up empty, and it's no balls and two strikes. Pryor at second base with two down here in the top of the first. Tigers 7-4 coming into this afternoon. 0-2 on the way. This one missing outside. Intentional, of course, from Drake there. See what he comes back with. Count 1-2. Drake with a pause before stepping on the rubber. Right foot on the first base side of the rubber, the 1-2. And out in front of it, pulling it to the left side and foul on the ground is Jones.
Looked like that was the splitter. Came in with some decent velocity, but it started to drop off the table a little bit at the tail end.
Arcadia Valley batting .325 as a team on the season. Tatum Jones facing a 1-2. Drake, a quick glance at second. Ball in the dirt. Latham can't find it. It's in front of him. Bounced about 5 feet in front of home plate. And Pryor goes into third base, standing up on the pass ball.
Latham thought he let that one get past him at first. He was looking behind him, but no, it hit off his chest protector. Stayed in front of him, in fact. Good heads up by Pryor, realizing that Latham lost track of where the ball was and just took off for third.
Pryor 90 feet away from putting AV on the board. The 2-2 to Jones. He'll watch this one low for ball three. Drake looks like he is trying to go to that splitter early on, see if he can control it, command it, and maybe use it later on. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss on the split as Jones gets caught reaching outside. So one man on, but no runs come in for Arcadia Valley. A stolen base for Jake Pryor. All for nothing. Bismarck will come up to bat for the first time in the bottom of the first with Logan Dunn, Grant Latham, and Austin Jarvis, 1, 2, and 3 in the order on KREI.
It's warming up. The sun is shining, the rain is falling, and the flowers are blooming, and I have spring fever. Hey, David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. I've lost my mind, and I'm skipping around, marking down the entire lot. That's over 300 cars, trucks, and SUVs included in the spring fever sales event. These red tag specials are popping up like daisies. Allergies may have you in the fog, but it's Claritin Clear here this April. Find your car, find your payment, and find yourself driving away in a nicer, newer car today with no hassles. Do some spring cleaning and trade in your old car now, even if you owe $3,000, $5,000, or $7,000 more than it's worth. Plus, my credit approval process jumps over those bad credit puddles to help you get approved. You just may end up with spring fever, too. Find your car, find your payment, and find yourself driving away in a nicer, newer car during our Spring Fever sales event. But hurry, we won't be spring cleaning for long. My name is David Sism, and I want you to visit me at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Call 431-3177 or find us on the web at SismFord.com.
With approved credit, some negative equity may be refinanced. Offers may not combine.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone for you on AM800 KREI. Arcadia Valley and Bismarck is the game. And we are on the diamond. Sunshine out in right field. Dark clouds out in left. trees with the leaves have not grown back yet. Wind blowing from left to right, and Bismarck coming up to the dish with Logan Dunn to lead things off. He'll watch this one low from Isaiah Gibbs for ball one. Bismarck entering today, batting .446 as a team. Quite impressive as this one is driven to center field, coming in and now backing up on the play is Corbin Rea for out number one. Good first cut from Dunn.
Nice piece of hitting. He hit that one pretty square, just a little too much air under it and not enough power instead, giving Rea enough time to get over to it to make a play.
Coming up now is Grant Latham batting right-handed. Hands letter high as the fastball missing outside for ball one. Down the left field line, it is 3-0-2 here at Bismarck. Fastball down the middle for strike one, and Latham will step out of the box and adjust the batting gloves. 337 to right center field. Another strike, a little off speed pitch there from Isaiah Gibbs, and he's out in front 1-2. 340 to left center field. This one is outside, two balls and two strikes. And we've already discussed the 256 down the right field line here at Bismarck. 2-2 on the way. This one missing outside. Gibbs overthrows the fastball, and the count is full. Austin Jarvis waiting on deck for the Indians. The 3-2. Ground ball, short. Two hopper, slipping, fielding it, and firing in time is Jake Pryor for out number two.
I like that play that was made by Gibbs with the non-play that he made. He started to reach out for that one, then put some trust in Pryor behind him at shortstop and kind of stopped going for it. I think if he did make a full effort to try and make that play, it would have grazed off his glove and could have been an infield single.
Sometimes the best plays are the ones you don't make. Batting is Jarvis, big cut, a foul tip. According to the home plate umpire, and Jarvis is behind in the count, no balls, one strike. Winding and delivering is Gibbs, and I guess a changeup there. Pretty good, pretty filthy pitch as Jarvis out in front of it. Gibbs has thrown 18 in the third inning so far this season, the 0-2. Fastball outside, one ball and two strikes. A 3.82 ERA for Gibbs with one win and one loss. Trying to make a quick first inning. Jarvis, ground ball left side over to third base, and that is going to be Jones firing across in time for out number three. Pretty quick inning for Isaiah Gibbs. Bismarck is retired in order. Coming up in the top of the second inning, Eli Vandergriff, Luke Savage, and Kyle Helms for the Arcadia Valley Tigers 0-0 ball game. Top of the second on the way on KREI.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone at Bismarck High School. A very fast first inning. We started about 4:24. It's now 4:34. So a 10-minute first inning for these two sides. Top of the second will begin with Eli Vandergriff batting for the Arcadia Valley Tigers facing Hunter Drake. Vandergriff, Savage, and Helms. Vandergriff, a .231 batting average on the season so far with one home run to his name. Here comes Drake with the delivery, and this one is popped up left side, foul, and well out of play over by the barn or the shed that they have over behind the Bismarck dugout. No balls and one strike to Vandergriff. Pitch on the way, curveball hung up, and the ball is popped up Third base side again, foul territory, and putting the glove on it is Timmy Mork for out number one.
Mork with some good communication there as Latham, the catcher, started to make his way down towards that ball from behind home plate, but Mork just calling everyone off.
Hunter Drake gets ready for Luke Savage, the right-handed hitter, and that off-speed pitch misses low and away. Hunter Drake, one win, one loss, and four appearances, a .54 ERA. He is not a machine, but he may be today as he misses low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Luke Savage, the second baseman, sporting the number one, swings and misses. And the count, two balls, one strike. Bismarck in there, maroon with white numbers and black trim on the back. Here's a ground ball to short. Jarvis keeps the glove on the ground, fields it, and fires across the diamond for out number two. A pretty good pace early on, Sean, for both these pitchers.
Yeah, they've both been making quick work of the opposition so far and getting them to put the ball in play, but put it in play either softly or towards one of their players.
Drake gets ready for Kyle Helms, the left fielder, batting from the right side, and he puts this one up in the air into all of shallow right field. And reaching up for it is Gillian, and just like that, Hunter Drake, he retired three batters in 2 minutes. All right, we'll take a shorter pause in the action. 0-0, bottom of the second coming up. Bismarck to bat on KREI.
Bids for Bargains is over, but your chance to save money isn't. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills has an item that will sell at half price. A comfy Best Craft Archer Jute Chair with a half-twin sleeper sells for $800, but the first person to call the radio station can buy it for $400. First come, first serve. Call 573-756-6476. Again, that number, 756-6476. The first person to call gets this beautiful Best Craft Archer Jute Chair with a half-twin sleeper for half price. Call now.
Matt Greenwood, Sean Malone at Bismarck High School, home of the Indians as they host the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Fans still filing in here. They've already missed an inning and a half in a matter of 12 minutes. Pretty fast work going on between these two pitchers. Isaiah Gibbs on the mound for Arcadia Valley as the final warm-up toss is made and the fire down to second base by the catcher, Persley. First up for Bismarck will be Hunter Drake, followed by Sean Mork and brother Timmy Mork. Drake sporting the nickel jersey with two home runs on the year. Beg your pardon, no home runs on the year. This one is skied high and out of play to the right side. Austin Jarvis has two home runs for Bismarck. He grounded out to third in the first inning. The 0-1 on the way. Fastball upstairs. 1-1 the count.
Isaiah Gibbs, his rapport features a fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup.
Foul tip off the mitt of Persley. Persley may have taken that one underneath the cup. And it's one ball and two strikes are off the... Looks like he's grabbing his left... The thumb on his left hand.
It's maybe hit, the heel of his glove.
I think I'd rather take the thumb than under the cup, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One ball and two strikes the count. Gibbs will give his catcher some time to shake it off. Arcadia Valley wearing their all-black tops with white numbering and lettering on the front back of the jersey with a yellow trim. Gray slacks. White slacks for Bismarck. Drake behind in the count, 1-2. Fastball is up and in. Two balls and two strikes. Partly cloudy skies here in Bismarck. And a curveball gets away from Gibbs. Lost the grip on the way through. And the count is full to Hunter Drake with Sean Mork on deck.
I mean, there's not getting on top of the baseball. Then there's what just happened there.
Pitch on the way. This one, a fastball right at the feet of Gibbs. He stuck his glove out there, says, looky what I found, and underhands it to the first baseman, Vandergrift, to retire Drake for the first out here in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, he found that. That's one of those plays where you don't react. Your glove just does on its own, and it finds the baseball. That's what happened right there. He just stuck the glove straight down as the rest of his body tried to jump out of the way of that one.
Sean Mork, second baseman. Wearing number 20, batting from the right side and batting 531 this season. Fastball, chin high. As Mork throws his head out of the way, one ball and no strikes. That's a 531 average and 32 official at-bats. It's really good. As he brings the hands in on that swing, got cheated a little bit. And it's one ball and one strike as he cut through that one.
Yeah, that's not the type of swing that'll get you hitting 500. That was a bit of an uncomfortable-looking swing there.
The 1-1 on the way quickly from Gibbs. He finds the outside edge to the right-handed hitting Sean Mork. And Mork is behind in the count. One ball, two strikes with brother Timmy on deck. Settling the glove, belt high. Gibbs goes into the wind and delivers. This one is popped up to the right side. Everyone turning their heads, watching that ball head towards Mo 32. One ball, two strikes. Gibbs with the next pitch. And another not-so-nice-looking swing from Sean Mork as he goes down for the first strikeout of the game for Isaiah Gibbs.
Yeah, that first fastball from Gibbs ran inside on Sean Mork, and I wonder if maybe that was just to get him a little uncomfortable at the plate because two times he swung and missed. He did not look comfortable at all.
Timmy Mork, older brother, you wouldn't know it if you looked at both of them as he watches that one miss low and away. Timmy batting from the right side. Coach Warren said it's pretty obvious they are two totally different kids as that one is way upstairs. Timmy Mork is more beefed up. Sean a little bit smaller.
Well, Timmy is the bigger brother, as we said before.
Yes. In the literal sense as well. The 2-0 on the way, and he chops at this one. Don't know how he made contact with that one. That was in on the hands, and he fouls it right side. Over the AV bench and out of play.
Yeah, and almost right into the driver's side window of a passing vehicle. You mentioned before, that's Mo 32. It's literally right there. That's far.
Fastball way up high. Persley had to stand up for that one. Gibbs was well in control of his pitches in the first inning, losing some of that fastball command here behind in the count 3-1. The pitch to Timmy, and he fouls this one again to the right side and out of play, and again towards Mo 32.
You got to be careful with how Gibbs is missing with these fastballs. He's leaving a number of them upstairs in the zone, and you know they're high enough where no one is going to take a swing at them, but if he leaves one belt high, he could be in trouble.
3-2 to Timmy Mork. That one was letter high, and somehow Timmy made good contact there. 11 ribbies on the year for Timmy Mork, a .459 batting average, as mentioned. 15 runs scored for Timmy. Again, Bismarck outscoring their opponents going into this game, 135-24. 3-2 on the way. That one a little bit lower, grounded right side, and past the glove of the diving second baseman, Savage, and into right field for the first hit of the day for the Bismarck Indians, coming with two outs in the bottom of the second.
Savage almost got to that one. He dove and just kicked off the tip of his glove.
Jacob Reese, the first baseman, getting those batting gloves adjusted before he settles into the batter's box, wearing the number 17 jersey. Gibbs had retired the first five batters he faced. Three groundouts, one flyout, and a strikeout. Now he gives up the hit, glances over at first base, comes set and delivers. That one fouled to the right side and about 5 feet to Sean's right over here. As always, very thankful that there's fencing around home plate.
Well, at this point in time, everyone knows the whole reason why. That baseball is the reason why. That thing comes at you fast. You got to have something to protect everyone that's sitting behind home plate.
No balls in one strike. Persley settles the glove mid-level. Here's a ground ball to third off the chest of the third baseman. He'll still fire across. That one's in the dirt. Jones with the error. Rounding second and staying there will be Timmy Mork, and that'll go down as an E5. Reese reaches. And it's first and second for the Indians here in the bottom of the second with no score.
That one just kicked off of Jones. I think it took a little bit of a higher hop than he anticipated it would. And it bounced away from him, but in front of him. So he was able to chase it down and have a play at first, but the throw just a little low, and Vandergriff couldn't hang on to it.
Pitch on the way. That one is belt high. Gibson popped it up and out of play. Couldn't see where it landed. Did it land behind us, Sean?
Yeah, behind us and right behind the concession stand that's behind home plate.
We are situated to the right of home plate. So we're at an angle, not directly behind it, but just off to the right. No balls and one strike to Gibson. And he'll chop this one foul back towards the Bismarck dugout. And Gibbs is one strike away, I should say, from getting out of this inning without giving up a run. Sun still out in right field as Pursley sets up down the middle. The 0-2 out in front of it. Ground ball, second chance for Jones. And this time he'll field it and pop over to third base. Steps on the bag ahead of Timmy Mork for out number three. Two innings gone by in just 20 minutes. We'll head to the top of the third. Coming up for Arcadia Valley, it is Brandon Robbs, Stephen Pursley, and Trent Russell, 8-9-1 in the order, scoreless through two on AM800KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone, it is turning out to be a breezy afternoon. It was a pretty calm wind earlier, but it's starting to pick up a little bit, blowing from left to right field and now out a little bit. So the wind not being able to make up its mind this afternoon. We are scoreless in the top of the third. Hunter Drake back out on the mound for Bismarck. He started this one. He has faced seven batters so far and retired six of them pretty easily. Jake Pryor, the only guy for Arcadia Valley to get a hit in the first two innings. Brandon Robbs, Stephen Pursley, and Trent Russell will be 8-9-1 due up in the order for Arcadia Valley. This one is grounded sharply down the third baseline and foul. Robbs hoping to get that batting average climbing up a little bit, 167 through 10 games played. Hunter Drake, not exactly the easiest guy to bump that average up as he cuts on this one and fouls it straight back. No balls and two strikes. Robbs has contributed two RBI, however, and has also scored three runs. Fastball watched all the way through as it misses high and outside. 1-2, Drake quickly, missing low and away, two balls and two strikes.
Still having some trouble with that fastball command. Not quite locating it perfectly.
2-2, takes some steam off of that one, and that one is fouled up and out of play over to our left behind home plate. Valley Catholic leading the small school standings, three wins, no losses in the MAAA conference. As this one is watched and missed inside for ball three, the count full to the number eight hitter in the order for Arcadia Valley. Drake wastes no time and delivers, and out in front down to a knee with a swing is Brandon Robbs. Second strikeout of the game for Hunter Drake.
Yeah, well, his location has been perfect. He's been having a good game thus far.
He certainly has, and we talked about that split finger earlier. Not a lot of high school kids try to go to that split, but Hunter Drake, he's looking pretty good with it so far. Here's the first pitch to Stephen Pursley, the catcher, and Pursley watches this one miss low and away. Pursley batting from the right side, sporting the 25. 1-0 on the way from Drake. That one belt high, called the strike, shake of the head from Pursley. Drake not giving anyone a chance to breathe here as the 1-1 is already on its way and into the mitt for ball two.
And I like that with a pitcher. You just want to get up there and just throw, just fire pitches.
2-1 on the way, missing low and away. Three balls and one strike. Do not want to walk the number nine guy in the order and go back to the top. A very dangerous Trent Russell on deck as that one is fouled back.
And behind him in the hole is Jake Pryor as well.
Trent Russell with two home runs on the year. Don't let what Jake Pryor and Isaiah Gibbs have done at the plate overshadow what Russell has contributed. Here's a line drive into left field. That'll get down for a base hit into the thick grass out in left field, fielded by Gibson. and fired back into second base. Pursley, the number nine hitter in the order, has a single with one out here in the top of the third. Arcadia Valley trying to get on the board first.
Nice piece of hitting by Pursley. One away and with a full count in the nine hole. He could have easily just taken or tried to fight that one off foul, but instead he was able to drop his hands and pull that one into left field.
You wonder if maybe Drake overthought that one a little bit. A lot of times with two strikes, he's been going to that split fastball. This time he stuck with the fastball, this fastball instead of the split finger, and this time paid the price for it. Instead of, you know, maybe going back to the split finger to get the strikeout. Drake glances quickly up first and delivers a knee-high strike to the right-handed hitting Trent Russell, who popped up to second base on the first pitch of the contest. Drake with a quick move over to first. Diving back in safely is Pursley. Drake settles the glove underneath the letters and fires in a curveball. This one up and in. Didn't quite get the grip he wanted on that one. As Sean mentioned, on deck is Jake Pryor. The 1-1 from Drake. Split finger again. These guys are swinging right over the top of it. Russell behind in the count. One ball, two strikes.
It's a tough pitch, especially when you don't see it as often as you would at this level. And it comes in. It's looking like a fastball because it's got some good spin to it, but then it just drops off the table.
Even with the bag at third is Timmy Mork, the 1-2 on the way. And in on the hands, a foul tip. And Trent Russell limping away from the batter's box, a slight limp, not a full limp, but just a little bit.
Seems all right as he's getting the signals now from third base.
Licks the right-handed batting glove. It's a good thing these guys don't play the infield with batting gloves because that'd be pretty gross. The 1-2, runner goes, fastball missing high, 2-2's the count, the throw down to second base, off the mitt of the second baseman Morgan into shallow right field, picking it up and firing into third base. Not in time, as sliding into third is Pursley. And Arcadia Valley has a runner at third with one out.
Good heads-up play there by Pursley. He realized pretty quickly that it went off the glove of Morgan into the outfield, and he just ducked his head and took off for third.
Don't know whether or not the error should go to the short to the second baseman or to the catcher there.
I'm going to put that on.
It looked like it was off the bag. Well off the bag, so that's what I'd go with.
But
I'd go
it did hit off of Mork's glove.
That's true. 2-2 on the way in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes to Trent Russell with Jake Pryor waiting on deck. Pryor has one of the two Arcadia Valley hits. Drake with the 3-2 quickly. High chopper, two bouncer. And not able to come home as fielding it and firing to second base is Sean Mork, or firing to first base, I should say. Mork retires Trent Russell, and staying at third was Pursley.
I mean, they brought the infield in there, and good thing they did because this keeps this a scoreless game.
And that is actually a courtesy runner out there for AV. We couldn't see him at first base. We were shielded by the fencing and the crowd here. Is that a 15?
If it is, it's Skinner, and it looks like it is a 15 from my point of view.
That's what I got, too. So we'll go with Skinner as the man at third base. Pitch on the way to Jake Pryor. This one outside to the left-handed hitter. One ball, no strikes. Corey Skinner, senior, listed as an outfielder and a pitcher. The pitch on the way from Drake. And some chalk kicked up as Latham fields that one to his right. Two balls and no strikes to Pryor, and now with Drake being behind in the count, Coach Aborn for Bismarck tells the home plate umpire just put him on first base. So Pryor trots that way, and it's runners at the corners with two outs for Isaiah Gibbs.
I like the new rule that they don't have to throw intentional balls after that. It just slows the game down. It's boring.
You're talking about the MLB new rule, right?
Yeah, at the major league level, they just implemented it.
Finally, you're right. They finally did that. High school's been doing it for a long time, as long as I've been broadcasting, at least.
It just becomes conversation time, you know, at every level when you have to sit there and wait for them to throw four intentional balls.
Isaiah Gibbs watched a split finger miss outside and now swings at this one. And, wow, what a Big cut, big contact, but he pulled it.
Yeah, he yanked that one way foul and over the head of the Bismarck dugout. But that thing had some serious force behind it.
Isaiah Gibbs flew out to right field in the first inning. Chance to put AV on the board first here in the top of the third. Pryor on the move. Latham will just let him go by.
Defensive indifference. You don't want to throw down to second, not get Pryor, and allow the run to come home and score.
The pitch was called a ball, so it's 2-1. Still even with a bag at third base for Bismarck's defense is Timmy Mork. And here's a chop and a pop-up to the right side and out of play. This one will not quite reach Mo 32. Two balls, two strikes to Isaiah Gibbs, batting out of the three hole. A chance to put AV on the board. Two outs with runners on second and third. Pitch, swing, ground ball, Jones fields it, fires all the way across the diamond in time. Bigger part of Mork in time for out number three. So Arcadia Valley gets two guys in scoring position, can't bring them in. And Bismarck will head to the bottom of the third, trying to jump on the board first. Joey Gillian, Logan Dunn, Grant Latham, 9-1 and 2 coming up for the Indians when we come back on AM 800 KREI.
Money, 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 money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes, did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously, that's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
The biggest threat for Arcadia Valley falls by the wayside in the top of the third. They had men at second and third with two outs. And Isaiah Gibbs grounded out to third to end the inning. Now he's got to go back out onto the mound and keep this one, try to keep this one scoreless as he faces Joey Gillian, Logan Dunn, and Grant Latham. 9-1 and 2 in the order. Fastball down the middle. Good start for Gibbs for strike one.
Especially with that fastball commanding that one right there.
0-1 on the way, ground ball. A three-hopper dribbles right into the glove of the second baseman, Savage, who lobs it over to first to Vandergrift for out number one. Two pitches, one out for Gibbs here in the bottom of the third.
Back to that fastball command from Gibbs. That gave him a lot of trouble in that last half of the last time he was up in the bottom half of the second inning. And it's good to see him not just locate it, but locate it down in the zone as well, not leave it upstairs.
Logan Dunn batting from the left side. Tall, lanky kid. Open stance, right foot out towards first base. And the first pitch from Gibbs is a fastball outside for ball one. About 8 or 9 feet to the right of third base, to our right, is Jones. And another pitch missing outside. Two balls, no strikes, one out, nobody on here in the bottom of the third, scoreless. 2-0. This one low and away. Three balls and no strikes. A win here for Bismarck puts him at 2-1 in the MAAA conference. A win for AV puts him at 3-1. Fastball, this one finds the heart of the plate for strike one. Dunn, a .529 batting average this season with one home run to his name. 3-1, fouled that one straight back. Whistled right past the ear of the catcher, Persley.
That loads the count up at full, so a good job from Gibbs there. He fell behind 3-0 in the count, able to work it back full here.
Logan Dunn has almost as many RBI as hits. 17 ribbies, 18 hits. That's crazy. 3-2. And he reached for this one, got a piece of it as he fouls it up and out of play to the left side and towards the parking lot.
I don't think he made contact with any vehicles, though. At least he didn't hear the oohs from the crowd that you normally get when a vehicle does get plunked.
3-2 on the way. This one grounded first base side and a slight misplay there by Vandergrift, but he picks it up barehanded and beats done to first base for out number two. Yeah, Sean, you and I might have to consider parking further away from the baseball field when we show up.
Well, that one was hit past our car, so I don't know if there is any safe, safe spot for our vehicle.
I guess the safe spot is the next town over, you know?
Maybe. And definitely don't park it on 32. We've seen a number of foul balls land in the middle of that highway.
Grant Latham now mans the batter's box, takes a first pitch strike. He grounded out to short in the first inning. Bottom of the third between Bismarck and AV, Arcadia Valley. And it is scoreless. Looked like a changeup there from Gibbs, missing in the dirt for ball one. Quickly comes and delivers, and a fastball high and inside. Pursley almost let that one get past him. Able to hang on by the end of the glove. The 2-1 to Latham. And that one misses low. Three balls and one strike. We're starting to see Gibbs not find the strike zone as much. Austin Jarvis is on deck, the 3-1 to Latham, and that's an easy watch and go by Latham. He draws a walk, first walk for Gibbs, and that will bring up Austin Jarvis.
If I'm Jarvis, I take the first pitch here. Let's see if Gibbs can fire a strike into the zone.
Jarvis grounded out to third base in the first inning, stands at 6'4", probably a good 185.
You can tell he's got the kind of frame that he definitely can add muscle to his build as the years go by. He should be a fun player to watch next year, too.
First pitch from Gibbs. Pops this one up. And out of play. Jarvis behind in the count. No balls, one strike. Well, the sun was shining all over right field, or it was out in right field. And now that one is covered up by some darker clouds. No rain in the forecast. So hopefully that just goes by and we don't feel anything here. The 0-1 to Jarvis. Curveball, and out in front of it was Jarvis. Just got a piece on the end of the bat. Went to the backstop for strike two.
Yeah, he was sitting fastball there. He started his swing pretty early and had to really slow it down just to fight that one off foul.
Who's going to strike first? That is the question staring us right in the face here in the bottom of the third. 0-2 on the way, and Jarvis backs away from that one as Pursley had to stand up to receive it. One ball, two strikes. Jarvis, taking his time, pulled something out of his back pocket. Not sure what it was. He did it after getting a sign from Coach Warren over at third base. The 1-2 on the way. That one missing over the head of Jarvis as he ducks out of the way. Two balls and two strikes. Grant Latham over at first. He drew a walk. Small lead, 2-2. And chasing a fastball high and out of the zone, Austin Jarvis goes down swinging. Strikeout number two for Isaiah Gibbs. And we have gone through 18 outs with no one scoring a single run. Going into the top of the fourth inning, coming up for Arcadia Valley, it is Tatum Jones, Eli Vandergriff, and Luke Savage, 4, 5, and 6 in the order. It is scoreless between Bismarck and Arcadia Valley on AM800 KREI.
You could win $1,000 if you know how to text. It's the 5K a day giveaway. Alpha Media is giving away $1,000 five times every weekday from March 20th through April 21st. Listen daily at 7, 9, 1, 3, and 5 for the keyword. When you hear it, you'll have 60 minutes to text the word to 77000.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Top of the fourth inning, about to get underway. Grant Latham, who was over at first base after drawing a walk for Bismarck in their bottom half of the inning, has to put on the catcher's gear. And so that is where the holdup is here. By the way, it is time for the Grand Text giveaway. The word is nature. If you text it right now to 77000, you have a chance of winning $1,000. Sounds pretty good, right? The word is nature, N-A-T-U-R-E, Text it now to 77000 for your chance to win $1,000. Two strikeouts apiece for both Hunter Drake and Isaiah Gibbs. No runs in this one. Something maybe both coaches might be a little surprised about, but maybe not as well, because both have excellent pitchers. Also, sometimes great pitching beats great offense.
Yeah, we both were expecting a few more runs to be scored, at least at this point.
Still a little bit of game to go, top of the fourth inning. You never know. It is baseball. Swing and a miss as Tatum Jones chases the first pitch from Drake. With those darker clouds rolling in, the wind is starting to pick up, starting to swirl around a little bit more. Here's a pitch missing inside to the right-handed hitting Jones, who struck out in the first. One ball, one strike. Wind blowing a little bit stronger from left to right. And fouling this one straight back above the backstop. And Jones is behind in the count. One ball and two strikes.
Jones struck out swinging in his first at-bat.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Latham chases it up the first baseline. Fields it. Fires to first base to Reese for out number one. The strikeout and the throwout. Third strikeout for Hunter Drake. And he'll make way, does Tatum Jones, for Eli Vandergriff. I like that name.
Hunter Drake with 55 pitches, according to my count so far. And the reason why that's a big deal is because of the new pitching guidelines that Misha implemented this year. If he crosses the 60-pitch threshold, he's got to rest 3 days.
Base hit past the diving shortstop, Jarvis, and into left field for Eli Vandergriff. And Arcadia Valley has a man at first. You like that name too, Sean? I like Vandergriff.
I like it. It's a unique name.
It is.
It's not Smith or Jones. It's not boring. It's cool.
So Vandergriff with his first hit of the contest. Only third hit for Arcadia Valley as a team. Jarvis, even at 6'4", couldn't get to that one. Just out of his reach. The batter is Luke Savage. And the pitch from Drake missing low and away for a ball. With one out, likelihood for small ball, probably not so much. With zero outs, maybe. But taking it low and away is Savage. And he's actually ahead in the count. Two balls and no strikes. Drake puts the glove, or puts the ball in the glove, and delivers the 2-0, missing low, below the knees, and outside to the right-handed hitting Savage. And Drake has fallen behind the count, 3-0, and now Grant Latham will have a word.
Got to be careful here if you're Drake. You know, this is a scoreless game right now, and neither team's offense has been able to obviously put anything on the board. They've gotten a few things going, but you really got to be careful here. You're already behind 3-0. There's only one out, and you're about to put two on.
And Luke Savage is a 267 hitter, so would you rather go after him with one man on or a 316 hitter with two men on? 3-0. Taking a little bit off the pitch was Drake, and he finds the zone for strike one.
Middle infield still sitting at double play depth, hoping to end this inning.
3-1 on the way. Line drive into left field. No chance for Jarvis again. And that'll be back-to-back base hits for Arcadia Valley. They are in business with one out here in the top of the fourth with Kyle Helms due up in a scoreless ball game.
And again, because the middle infield was sitting at double play depth, Jarvis playing much closer to second base than normal, leaving a huge gap there between him and Mork at the hot corner.
Kyle Helms is the owner of a 316 batting average. Has driven in two on the season and nine games played. Watches that one fly by for a ball. Coach Inman for Arcadia Valley putting on the signs for his base runners, first and second, one out. And now squaring around his Helms, he pops up the bunt and heads up. Yep, right over some people in lawn chairs over to our right behind us.
Good thing they're paying attention.
No kidding. One of those things that fans do in baseball. You talk to someone, you turn a little bit towards them, but also about eight, it's basically 70-30. 30 focused on who you're talking to, 70 on the field, at least should be if you're playing it safe. All-speed pitch missing outside, two balls and one strike to Helms. I like the idea of trying to bunt, throw everyone off guard. It has brought in Jacob Reis over at first base. He's no longer holding the runner on. The 2-1, and this one is driven into right field, backing up and making the catch. And tagging up from second is Vandergriff. The catch made by Gillian. Two outs as the throw goes back into the infield. Two outs and two on. They're both on the corners. And Brandon Roms, who struck out swinging in the third inning, is coming up.
This is a big at-bat here. They got essentially what they wanted when the bunt was shown by Helms. You know, they advanced at least one of the runners over 90 feet with that fly out from Helms.
Roms is DHing today for the center fielder, Corbin Rea. That one misses below the knees. One ball, no strikes. We're starting to see Drake fall behind in counts now. It's the third batter in a row he's fallen behind. Last two batters got hits. Here's a chopper. Look between out. The legs of a role player over there. Might be a manager, like a student manager, because number 11 is not on the Bismarck roster. One ball and one strike with that ground ball foul. Runners at the corners. It is Vandergriff at third at first. It is Savage, fastball, above the letters. And it's two balls and no strikes. Robs bats from the right side. Kind of has a stocky build. A little bit there in the shoulders. Lays the bat on the back right shoulder and cuts through a 2-0 split finger from Drake. A 2-1 split finger. So now it's two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on, scoreless. Top of the fourth.
Big pitch coming here.
Most certainly. And Steven Pursley, the number 9 hitter on deck. The 2-2 foul tip. Good fight there from Robs just to get a piece of that one. It stays two balls and two strikes.
Savage was off and running at first base with the count being only 2-2. And had it missed, that's something I was going to get into, was now it releases Savage at first, so if the ball gets put in play, it could be more than just one run.
Two balls, two strikes to Robs. The pitch, and he'll pull this one down the left field line. Hit it about 275 feet, but clearly foul. It will stay two balls, two strikes. Drake, once Robs gets back to the box, will throw his seventh pitch of the at-bat.
Drake just hit pitch number 70 on the afternoon so far, so he's got six more before he has to rest 4 days, the maximum length.
2-2 from Drake, and outside corner. The ball ended up at the feet, but crossing home plate at the knees, and Robs goes down for a strikeout for the second time this afternoon. Back-to-back innings where Arcadia Valley had two men on and two outs and could not get the run home. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Sean Malone will have play-by-play action for you when we come back on AM 800 KREI.
When two great insurance companies, Perry County Mutual and Farmers Mutual of St. Genevieve, come together to form one company, you win. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. By merging, we have a stronger, more efficient, financially sound company that will be able to provide competitive rates, the same excellent service, and provide updated technology service to you, our customers. We will continue to service your insurance needs in the same way that we have in the past.
You will still contact the same office, the same agent, the same office personnel. We will provide you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service. We are still and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Still scoreless as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning here on AM 800 KREI. It is Drake, Mork, and then Mork. The Mork brothers rounding out the three guaranteed batters that will come to the plate here in the bottom of inning number 4. Gibbs still on the mound for Arcadia Valley. We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors, including Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton, Fleek's Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington, and Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve and Perryville. Drake digs in, righty-righty matchup between him and Gibbs. Gibbs kicks and fires, and that one is left upstairs for a ball. Count is 1-0 to get things started here in the bottom half of inning number 4. Pitch, fastball, that one is drilled in there for a strike. Count evened up at 1 apiece. Gibbs set and ready to go, waiting for Drake to check back into the box. He does, and the pitch is low, dropping his hands and looping this one into foul territory. That one makes its way to Highway 32. That now moves the count to 1-2.
I think at this point, everyone that drives on Mo 32 through Bismarck needs to have the baseball schedule ready.
Swung on and missed. Gets away from the catcher personally and all the way to the backstop. The long throw on to first is high, but it's a little late anyway, so that is a strikeout, but Drake will reach base safely.
One of those pitches where you know where you want it, you execute it to perfection. The catcher just unfortunately cannot stay in front of it. Persley's been doing a pretty good job back there for Arcadia Valley. That one just got away from him.
Yeah, just couldn't stay in front of it and keep it in front of him. So nobody out and a runner at first. The pitch is away. Snap throw down to first. And getting back in time is Drake. Persley trying to see if he can make up for that one. Count is 1-0. To Sean Mork, who is 0-for-1 so far in the afternoon, struck out swinging back in his first at-bat. Sean digs in. Gibbs with the 1-0. This one is on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up. Only play is to first. He bobbles it for a second, throws on to first in time to record the out.
Yeah, he was never going to turn and fire to second base and try to turn two. And so it's kind of weird that he almost dropped that ball, but Jake Pryor doing a good job of sticking with it and makes a nice solid throw, an errorless throw over to first to retire Mork.
It was hit a little soft, so Pryor had to come on to get to that one, and it brought him past the plane of second base, so he would have had to turn backwards to make that throw. And that's not the smart move to make there. So with one out and now a runner on second, Timothy Mork comes to the plate.
Do you think they have a sister named Mindy that plays softball?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Why Mindy of all names?
Mork and Mindy.
I don't know what that is. Pitch, that one's taken for a strike, evening things up at 1 apiece.
It's young Robin Williams' career as an alien.
I don't believe I've seen that one.
All right.
1-1 with one away. Still scoreless here in the bottom of inning number 4. The pitch, that one is taken low for a ball by Indian Timmy Mork. 2-1.
You see both Drake and Gibbs sort of slow their pace down when guys are on base.
Just throws them off a little bit mentally if they're trying to get a jump. The pitch, this one is hit on the ground, right back up the middle. It is off the glove of Pryor and into center field. Rounding third and coming home is Drake. He's going to score as the throw doesn't come in. And finally, first blood is drawn by the Bismarck Indians, and they take a 1-0 lead.
One of those ground balls, it's just a seeing eyes single. The ball had eyes for the outfield. It got past Jake Pryor's glove and also Savage's glove, and that's a nice RBI for Timmy Mork, just staying through the contact, keeping it up the middle, and putting Bismarck out in front.
Now, I don't know about you, Matt. I'm thinking of putting that down as a single with the error to score the run, because that did kick off the glove of Pryor when he should have had that to at least keep it probably an infield single.
Remind me never to invite you to my kid's Little League game to be the official scorer.
The 0-1, that one is taken low. 1-1. The 1-1. Check swing. Fake throw down to first. It's going to be called a ball. 2-1.
Surprised the umpire didn't appeal to the other umpire at second base. He finally does, and that umpire stretches out the arms.
So it's still 2-1 with one away here, and now a 1-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Check down throw to first. Mork is back safely.
We really kind of thought that maybe AV would be the first one to jump on the board with 4 men left on base in the last 2 innings, but it's Bismarck that's up 1-0.
2-1, hit back up the middle, and it's stabbing at it is Gibbs. He throws on to second for 1 onto first double play. goes down 1-6-3 to end the inning, but not before the Bismarck Indians take a 1-0 lead. We enter the top of the fifth inning when we return. Bismarck on top of Arcadia Valley on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, neighbor. I see you back and forth to your garage. What are you working on?
Well, right now I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping outside, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to my bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
A 1-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians over the AV Tigers, and it'll be 9-1-2 for Arcadia Valley to come to the plate here in the top of inning number 5 as the sun makes its way back out once again here at Bismarck High School. Hunter Drake still on the mound for the Indians with 71 pitches thrown so far.
You know, we got a chance to speak to both coaches before the game. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to play John Inman's interview for Arcadia Valley because they started the game about 5-6 minutes early. But both teams have a heavy schedule this week. Arcadia Valley 4 straight beginning with today, Bismarck 3 this week. We asked each of them about, you know, do you worry about the pitch count and whatnot? They said, no, we're good. We got great arms.
Yeah, both teams, they're not, you know, the most plentiful of rosters, at least quantity-wise. They don't have the numbers some of the bigger schools like a North County or a Farmington High School may have in the MAAA. But when everyone can pitch, that's a valuable asset, especially with the new rules that have been implemented. The first pitch in this inning from Hunter Drake to Stephen Pursley is left low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Pitch, this one is sliced high in the air, foul territory, out of play and into the parking lot to even things up at one apiece.
Pursley got a base hit to left field in the third inning. Now he has a chance to try to rally AV back into this one.
Pitch taken on the outside for a ball. 2-1. It was a line drive single to left field that was smoked right past Mork. That put him on. The 1-1, or 2-1, excuse me, popped into the air. Middle infield, moving to his left is Jarvis calling off Mork and to make the play right in front of second base.
Good pitch, got a little up and in on Pursley. Not much else he could do with that one except put it on the infield. And Drake is trying to find that rhythm again. He kind of got out of it with two men on in the last two innings, but he's done a fine job here in this fifth.
Nice job by Austin Jarvis as well, taking command as the shortstop and calling off Sean Mork. This one is hit hard on the ground. A backhand stab by Tyler Mork gets past him and into left field for a base hit. Big turnaround first for Russell, and he's going to head back to the bag now as that'll be a single with one out here in the top of inning number 5.
Starting to see some AV guys jump on those first couple of pitches. Smart choice by Trent Russell to do so. And now what can Arcadia Valley do with one man on, one out? And we're starting to get to that really juicy part of the lineup.
Yeah, speaking of which, here comes Jake Pryor to the plate. He digs in the lefty batter's box, facing off against Hunter Drake. The first pitch to him is one hop to the plate. Holding up his hand, telling Russell to stay is Jake Pryor as he takes ball one.
Pryor seems like he's a very patient kid. He's a patient kid on the basketball court, and he's a patient guy in the batter's box. He's going to make Drake work for this out if he's going to retire him.
The 1-0, he takes a pitch there on the outside corner for a strike, evening things up at one apiece.
And what I've found interesting about the Bismarck defense all day is lefty or righty at the dish, their third baseman Timmy Mork is even with the bag.
Snap throw to first, and diving back in time is Russell.
The reason I bring that up is when you get closer to home plate, it shortens your reaction time, and there's a lot of guys that can absolutely mash the baseball, so you're really not giving Timmy Mork a great chance at fielding balls cleanly.
The 1-1, this one is hit on to second. Scooped up by Sean Mork to Jarvis for one on to first. Double play to end the inning. So no runs off of one hit and nobody left on base. Bismarck up 1-0 over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. They're coming up to the plate, looking to build on their lead when we return with the bottom half of inning number five. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, 1-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians over the Arcadia Valley Tigers as we enter the bottom half of inning number five. For the Indians, it'll be 8-9, then the top of the lineup coming up to bat for them here. Gibson, Gillian, and Dunn. Gibson reached on a fielder's choice to third back in his first at bat. And he comes to the plate here as Gibbs is still on the mound. Only 67 pitches thrown so far through four full innings for Gibbs. And the righty kicks and delivers. That one is taken low for a ball.
By the way, Google is very helpful in defining some terms in baseball. The run of this game is unearned.
Fastball fouled straight back. Count is 1-1. At least by our unofficial count, it is unearned, because we did rule at least that it was scored on the error by Pryor, because it did kick off his glove and into the outfield.
I was speaking of the pass ball on the strikeout to Drake, who reached first base, you know, when the ball got away from Persley.
That's right, that is how he reached in the first place.
So it'd be an unearned run either way.
1-2, breaking ball dropped in there for strike three. Gibson knows it as he makes his way back to the dugout, one away.
Not a lot of guys have struck out in this ballgame, and when they do, they're usually going down swinging. But you mentioned it, just sort of threw a soft curveball in there, kind of threw off Gibson's timing, and he had nothing to do. He couldn't do anything else but watch it.
This one is swung on and hit towards second. Savage coming on hard. He scoops it up, throw on to first in time to record the out of Gillian. And now with a quick two away, that brings the top of the lineup up to the plate for the Bismarck Indians.
You know, Savage isn't a big kid out there. He almost looks like a little league kid from this vantage point. He kind of throws like one, too. He sort of lobs the ball in there. It kind of takes a lot of steam off of it. When he has time, he does that. I'm sure if he needs to fire it in there, he will as well.
So with two away, this brings Logan Dunn to the plate. He takes first pitch for a strike. 0-2 so far, flied out to center field in his first at-bat and grounded out to first in his second at-bat. This one is swung on and just sticks in the fence behind home plate for strike number two.
It certainly did.
Yeah, it's still up there.
Yep, still up there.
No balls, two strikes with two away. The pitch swung on and missed. It's in the dirt, picked up by the catcher Persley. The throw on to first is in time to record the final out of the inning. So three up and three down for the Bismarck Indians, and Isaiah Gibbs keeps it to a one-run game. Bismarck on top, 1-0, as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning. That's coming up next on AM 800 KREI.
Sports brought to you by Kohl's Tractor, home of the Bad Boy Mowers and LS Tractors.
Hi, I'm Hannah Cole, and I'd like to encourage you to stop by and see my dad, Greg, and mom, Christy, or Joe at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment the next time you need a new tractor or lawnmower. Price, quality, performance. These are just a few of the advantages of the LS Tractors and the Bad Boy Mowers at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Kohl's Tractor, LS, and Bad Boy are unmatched by any other dealer or brand. So why pay more when you can get more for less? Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. See us today just outside of Farmington on Highway 32, online at kohlstractors.com.
1-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians. They'll look to hold it here as they send Hunter Drake back out to the mound as we enter the top of inning number six. It'll be the meat and potatoes of the lineup. It'll be Gibbs, Jones, and Vandergriff coming to the plate. Final warm-up pitch is being tossed by Drake. Still just a 1-0 lead for Bismarck. And has turned into quite the nice afternoon as the clouds, they were dark before, but they've been dissipating as the game goes on. Only a handful of them throughout the sky here. The game started a little early, and it's been moving fast as we are in the top half of inning number six. First pitch is taken low for a ball by Gibbs as Hunter Drake misses with the fastball there. 1-0 the count. After Gibbs, it's Jones and Vandergriff. Pitch taken low for ball two. 0-2 so far as Gibbs. He flied out to right field in his first at-bat and grounded out to third in at-bat number two. The pitch. This one is going to be hit high in the air, deep center field. Dunn backs up. He settles and makes the grab at straightaway center to record the first out. So with one away, that brings Jones to the plate. He's 0-2 as well. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat, and he was out at first on a dropped third strike in at-bat number two. This one is fouled off. Jones falls behind 0-1. Jones digs back in. Righty-righty matchup between him and Drake. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt for a ball, evening things up at one ball and one strike. One away here. It is a 1-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. The pitch, that one is in the dirt. It goes 5-hole on the catcher Latham for ball number two. Nobody on base to advance. Two balls and one strike. Wind is still calmly blowing out here at Bismarck High School from left field to right field for the most part. This one is hit into the air. Center field backing up is Dunn. He makes the grab to record out number two. So two fly balls go Dunn's way. He has to move quite a bit to get to them, but he's still able to easily record both outs. And that brings Vandergriff to the plate. Vandergriff is 1-2 so far. He flied out with a pop fly on the third base side to Mork in his first at-bat. Then he singled to left field in his second at-bat, pulling both his pitches. First one swung on a miss. Big hack there as he swings over the top of that one for strike number one. Drake fires. This one's hit on the ground towards third. Mork picks it up. Throw on to first is high. Pulls the first baseman Reese off the bag, but he's able to land and then stick his foot back on the bag to record the final out. So we are through 5.5 innings of play. The Bismarck Indians are coming up when we return, looking to build on their lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're up 1-0 on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, Sean Malone, Matt Greenwood with Sean Wynn back in the studio. We'll take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors, including New Era Bank in Farmington, Potosi Lumber in Potosi, and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. Bismarck has a 1-0 lead here as they come to the plate. They'll be sending up the middle of their lineup, 2, 3, and 4, Latham, Jarvis, and Drake. Hoping to extend on this lead here as they face off against Gibbs, who is still on the mound. The first pitch is taken by Latham for a ball on the outside. The 1-0 taken for ball two, low and away. I'm trying to keep Latham low and away, but just not getting any part of the strike zone. At least that according to the home plate umpire.
With this 1-0 lead for Bismarck, Arcadia Valley has only been shut out once this year.
That one clips the strike zone for strike number one. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out here in the bottom half of inning number six. Swung on a miss. Big hack there from Latham. And that'll even things up at two balls and two strikes.
Bismarck so far this year has not scored fewer than three runs in a game.
The 2-2 taken for a ball. That'll load things up. Three balls and two strikes.
They have, however, Bismarck had plenty of shutouts.
The 3-2, this one is fought off foul and out of play. Three balls and two strikes remains the count.
I tell you, once that ball gets about 30 feet up in the air with this sun over in right field, you kind of lose where it's at.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if it does get a little lower, if this were a game that involved some more scoring, if, you know, a throw coming in from right field to home plate would mess with the catcher behind the plate. The pitch is high for ball number four, and that will send the leadoff runner to first. So with that brings Austin Jarvis to the plate.
By the way, the only team to shut out Arcadia Valley so far this year, Perryville, an 8-0 win back in March.
So the tall Jarvis digs in at the plate. Righty-righty matchup between him and Gibbs. Snap throw to first. Diving back in time is Latham. Arcadia Valley thought they had a pickoff there. No such call. Gibbs at 81 pitches so far, so he's still got plenty of pitches to throw here. Bunt shown by Jarvis. He puts it down. Foul territory, though, first base side. Wasn't quite a drag bunt, but he did show bunt a little bit late there.
It almost seems like he's trying to bunt for a hit. I think what Coach Warren has in mind here is bunting to move the guy up to second base and let Drake try to bring him in for that insurance run.
Yeah, that one was dropped down the first base line, but not getting a running start was Austin Jarvis. He shows bunt again. Snap throw down to first. Diving back in time is Latham. This time Jarvis is showing it a little early for it to be a sacrifice bunt. Count is still 0-1. Jarvis shows, and this time he pulls the bat back, swung on a miss over the top of the breaking ball to fall behind 0-2.
It really does throw off the timing, though, when you square around and then you try to pull back quickly. And the way Gibbs is delivering pitches to the plate, it won't be easy to pull back and get a good swing in time.
No balls, two strikes. Latham leads at first. He's got a modest lead over there. Snap throw down to first. He dives back in time.
Latham was leaning a little bit towards second base on that one. That's as much as we can see from our vantage point here up the first base side. Final plate.
The 0-2 pitch. Runner takes off. Swung on and missed. The throw down to second. Skips away from the shortstop prior. Backing up is Rhea, the center fielder. Is able to cut that one off and keep Latham at second. But the hidden run was on.
Jarvis goes down with a strikeout there.
So with one away, that brings Hunter Drake to the plate. He's the man on the mound this game for the Bismarck Indians. So far, working with a shutout this afternoon and can really help his own cause here. He comes up with one out and a runner on second in a one-run game.
Pretty even stat line for Isaiah Gibbs with 5 1/3 innings pitched, one run unearned, and 6 strikeouts.
Latham leads at second. The pitch is upstairs. It gets past the catcher and all the way to the backstop. Staying at second is Latham. Not much room behind home plate here, so that may be the smart decision, especially with your cleanup hitter at the plate.
Certainly not, and they've got a padded Bismarck Indians BHS pad behind home plate. That'll definitely deaden the ball.
Count is 1-0. The pitch is upstairs. 2-0 now the count.
I think we were at a ballpark earlier this year, Sean, where there was brick behind home plate. That's not fun for a catcher. Those can find themselves up at first or third base. These here, not so much.
2-0, throw down to second is high. It skips off the glove of Pryor, but lands right in front of him. Trying to pick the runner off at second.
Not so
Hunter Drake, and he almost threw that one into center field.
Not so sure Latham would have been able to take off for a third. Center fielder doing a good job for AV of backing up the play.
Would have been close. 2-0, taken for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike against Hunter Drake. The Mork brothers are on deck and in the hole. Drake delivers. Or delivers to Drake, and this one is hit into right field, and that one is going to be caught. Tagging up at second is Latham. He makes his way to third. They're sending him home. Actually, that one dropped in. I thought it was grabbed. Maybe it went off the glove over there in right field of the right fielder, Russell.
Again, we're screened off by the fence here and the dugout as well, and the players for AV standing at the top step. So not an easy place to see where that ball lands. Obviously, it landed in Whether it was a hit or an error, we're not sure. But either way, Bismarck has runners at second and third with just one out here in the sixth.
Pursley will come out and have a conversation with his pitcher, Gibbs. One away here. Great opportunity for the Bismarck Indians to build on their lead with Sean Mork coming to the plate, who is 0-for-2 so far. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat and grounded out the short in his second at-bat. Now there's going to be a full meeting on the mound. Everybody coming in except for the outfielders, including head coach John Inman. As this is a huge moment in this game here. It's still a one-run game with only one away, however, and one runner 90 feet away, another 180 feet away from building on this lead for the Bismarck Indians. And right now, unless they score a run in the top half of inning number 7, the AV Tigers only have 3 more outs to work with. Meeting is adjourned. Gibbs will remain on the mound for Arcadia Valley. We'll see how this one is played here. Jones is in at third base. Middle infield is playing back a little bit. And first baseman Vandergriff is playing in. First pitch, fastball swung on a miss by Sean Mork.
Went and talked to some fans, Sean, to confirm that it was a dropped ball by the right fielder, Russell.
Count is 0-1, so that'll go down as an E9 against Russell. The 0-1. That one goes off the glove of the catcher, Pursley. There's going to be a play at the plate, and safe at home is Latham coming in from third. The pitcher, Gibbs, he's arguing that he had the tag down in time. That one was a really close bang-bang play, Matt.
I thought he was safe as well, and then the umpire stepped on the home plate, and it was completely covered in dirt, so whether or not you could really tell if he was safe or not, that's all up to the umpire there. From our vantage point, again, it looked like he was safe, but then again, there was dirt all over the dish. So tough call for the ump. Goes Bismarck's way.
Pitch. Bunt is dropped down the third base line. No play at home. The throw to first is in time, but another run comes in to score, this time from third as the sacrifice is successful with the squeeze play on.
And that was a suicide squeeze. You had Drake dashing down that third base line as Mork squared around to get that one down. So if Mork comes up empty on that bunt, Drake's out.
Yeah.
Easy.
So now it is a 3-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians, and the first pitch to Timmy Mork is fouled back off the mask of Pursley, and against the backstop, count is 0-1. Two away here in the bottom half of inning number 6, and Bismarck scoring 2 here to build on their lead. The 0-1, that one is taken for a strike. Count is 0-2. Isaiah Gibbs up to 93 pitches. He nods, kicks, and delivers. Low and outside, missing for a ball. One ball, 2 strikes.
It is getting a little bit warmer out here. You wonder if that's affecting Gibbs at all.
Check swing, drop third strike, as it's called, strike behind home plate. The play at first, however, is made to record the final out of the inning. So AV has yet to put a run up on the board. Bismarck put 2 up in this inning to build on their lead. They're now on top, 3-0. They'll look to slam the door shut here on the Arcadia Valley Tigers when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
It is a 3-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Last chance for Arcadia Valley to put some runs up on the board and extend this game. Otherwise, they're going home after a very fast outing. Game did start a little bit early, but still, nonetheless, about an hour of playing time so far.
Now you've got Hunter Drake with a three-run lead, and I think that's really key because now he can attack the strike zone a little bit more. He's going up against the bottom part of the order for Arcadia Valley, so there's really no need to worry about trying to pitch around guys and make sure no one hits one out of the park because with that three-run lead, that's why they call them insurance runs, it should put Drake at ease and allow him to attack the strike zone a little bit more.
6, 7, and 8 coming up, and the first pitch is swung on, hit towards short. Austin Jarvis scoops it up, throws on the first, little high, but bringing it down. And did he apply the tag? No, he did not.
I don't think Reeks was able to bring it down. I think that one scooted into right field a little bit.
It looked like he grabbed it and tried to pirouette on his way down and get the swipe tag.
Maybe lost the ball at the tip of the glove then as well.
Yeah, again, with the sun where it is, it is a little difficult to see what's going on exactly down the line. So the leadoff runner is on. Pitch. That one is taken low for a ball, 1-0 to Helms.
Drake entered this contest with a .54 ERA. You can be sure that that one's definitely going to go down.
Throw on to first, back in time. It is Savage.
That's the funny thing about ERAs, though. When they're really low and they get lower, it doesn't seem like they drop much. But when they're high and they get higher, it seems like it just balloons quickly.
The 1-0, foul tipped. That'll even things up at one apiece.
I don't know if that's necessarily weird. It's just the way it works. But painful to see your ERA skyrocket.
Especially early in the season, just one simple play can really change it. This one is fouled off. Bounces into fair territory, so reacting to it is Latham, but no, it's just strike two. It bounced in foul territory and hit off of Helms at the plate.
Those dark clouds that rolled through here in the second, third, and fourth inning, they are completely gone. It is bright and sunny and very partly cloudy.
The 1-2. This one is fouled back. Yeah, there's some scattered clouds, but those are off in the distance amongst the horizon.
Only and they're
white. Very few above us. Yeah, white clouds. Not any dark clouds like we saw before.
Beautiful day for baseball, for sure.
Indeed. 1-2, a runner on first, a 3-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians, looking to slam the door shut here. Pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Helms laying off of that one. Count now slides to 2-2. After Helms, it is the designated hitter, Robs, then personally the catcher, and if you get past that, it's the top of the lineup. So you don't want to fall behind and put a couple on here. If you're Drake, pitches in the dirt, staying at first base is Savage. Smart move there, as that's ball three, and you advancing 90 feet means absolutely nothing. You are one of the three necessary runs.
Well, and it's, as a pitcher with a three-run lead, I understand trying to get the strikeout, you know, eliminate any chance of a guy getting on base. But, again, it's a three-run lead, and you've got a smaller guy that, he's got a .316 batting average, but you've gotten him out his first two at-bats of the game. You got to just attack him. I think you got to go with that fastball in those 1-2-2 counts, but now it's 3-2 for Drake.
Flied out to right field in both of his at-bats. A little more air under the ball the first time around, and he takes ball number four, and he'll take his base as well. His timeout is called behind the plate, and there's going to be a meeting of the minds on the mound.
And that's the other thing. You're starting to get later in the ball game. You're throwing more and more pitches, so your breaking ball is going to lose some edge. So you're kind of coming down to your heater, and obviously Drake felt a little more comfortable with the off-speed stuff, but it just didn't work there. And he was ahead in the count 1-2, a good battle from Helms to work the walk.
Still nobody out, and he's up to 96 pitches so far by my unofficial count, so he only has 9 more to work with here before he must be pulled from the game following the conclusion of the at-bat when he hits the 105 mark. Meeting is adjourned. We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors, including Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. Still a 3-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Runners on second and first. This one is pulled and fouled down the third base line by Brandon Robs. He represents the game-tying run at the plate here.
Would be a heck of a time for his first home run of the year. Rob's batting 167 as a junior entering today's contest. That has dropped a little bit with two strikeouts.
This isn't the deepest ballpark that we'll visit this year. Only 302 to left, even shorter to right in the 250s, I believe. Swung on and missed. Big hack there from Robs, and he falls behind 0-2.
Yeah, that's a cleanup hitter swing right there, not a number eight hitter swing. He tried to get a hold of that one and came up empty.
No balls, two strikes, personally on deck. The pitch, taken low for a ball. Robs laying off of that one there. Runners on second and first, leading here. Drake fires, and this one is popped up. Foul territory, out of play, left field side. Robs 0 for 2, 100 pitches thrown by Hunter Drake, so he only has five more to work with here. And he digs in and gets ready to fire pitch number 101. He sets. Here comes the 1-2 upstairs for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Again, Persley is on deck. Savage leads at second. Helms is at first. Still nobody out. And a curveball drops in for strike number three. Big time pitch from Hunter Drake on the mound to record the first out of the top half of inning number seven.
Robs had the polar opposite reaction that I would have had if I struck out on a curveball. I would have been angry. He just sort of looked at the Arcadia Valley bench and smiled and was like, he got me. He really did.
Timeout is called at the plate as Latham will retuck his jersey back in, and they're going to keep Hunter Drake out there with 102 on his pitch count. Snap throw, no, it's a fake throw to second. Just messing with Savage a little bit there. They kind of had Austin Jarvis loop around him, the shortstop, and then Mork come in from behind, but no throw to second. One away, the first pitch is taken low and outside for a ball.
The caveat in the pitching rule, though, is if you're in the middle of an at-bat, when you hit that pitch count, you're allowed to finish the batter before the coach has to pull you from the game.
So unless he gets the out right here, this will be the last batter he faces. He doesn't, as the fastball misses high and inside. That's 104. So the threshold is coming up right here as the count is two balls and no strikes. Pitch, low for a ball. So unless this game ends with a double play, this will be the last batter that Hunter Drake faces, and he won't get the complete game. Looking for a complete game shutout here for Hunter Drake. It's been not a perfect one, but certainly a good afternoon for him on the mound. He's worked in and out of some trouble seemingly all game long.
Yeah, third and fourth inning, AV put left Foreman on base in those two innings combined, and it's been one since, but command will always leave you when you throw this many pitches.
The 3-0 upstairs, ball four. So that puts Persley on first, advances Helms to second, Savage to third. It brings the top of the lineup to a plate and a new pitcher on for the Bismarck Indians. So that's a big miss there for Hunter Drake. And that'll cap off his afternoon, but he's responsible for all three runners on base. They represent the game-tying runs. And the runner, the batter at the plate coming, Russell, he represents the go-ahead run. We'll step aside, and when we return in 30 seconds, we'll have a new pitcher on the mound for the Bismarck Indians. They have a 3-0 lead here in the top half of inning number 7 on AM 800 KREI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neweirabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, we are in the top half of the seventh inning. It is a 3-0 lead for the Bismarck Indians, but the Arcadia Valley Tigers have the bases loaded, and they forced Hunter Drake out, or at least off of the mound, not quite out of the lineup. He moves over to second. The second baseman, Sean Mork, is the new man on the mound. Mork, so far this season, he is coming in with a 2.80 ERA. This is his fourth appearance on the year. He's pitched only five innings thus far, struck out four, walked two, two earned runs, three runs total, and three hits allowed. So let's see what Sean Mork can do. One away. The pitch is taken upstairs for a ball. He's coming in from the infield, so he didn't have any chance to warm up at all right here. So let's see how Russell handles him at the plate. Trent Russell, the leadoff hitter, digs in. He's one for three on the afternoon. He takes the second pitch, and that'll even things up at one ball and one strike. Mork missing with the first fastball. Hitting the strike zone with the second one there. The 1-1. Taken for strike number two. One ball and two strikes. Jake Pryor is on deck. Mork singled to left field with a hard ground ball that just got past brother Tyler Mork. This one is hit back up the middle. Scooped up by Jarvis. Snap throw to second. Safe at second. Everybody's safe. Runs comes in to score. Interesting decision there by Austin Jarvis. He went with the short decision, just flipping it to second, but, you know, personally was off and running at first base, a little bit closer as opposed to at the plate, Russell.
Well, Bismarck got their seeing eye single to give them their first run of the game. Arcadia Valley just has a perfectly placed chopper to get their first run.
This one is fouled off and out of play behind home plate.
Let's keep in mind here, Jake Pryor leads Arcadia Valley in home runs this year with three.
His team is trailing right now by two, and the bases are juiced. The 0-1. Taken low for a ball. One ball, one strike. It's a tough break for Mork. He got what you wanted. Soft contact towards one of your players. It's a little bit too soft. The 1-1. This one is smoked into right field, and this one is over the short porch in right field. A go-ahead grand slam at the plate from Jake Pryor. That'll clear the bases and give his team a 5-3 lead off of one swing of the bat.
We just talked about it. Three home runs leading the team for Arcadia Valley. He doubles up his teammates there with that long ball. Jake Pryor, he's a big kid, and he steps up in the big moment and delivers.
Yeah, that one was smoked towards right field. It would have been a nice piece of hitting in any ballpark, but with how short it is to right field in this ballpark here at Bismarck High School, that one was gone off the bat. And still only one out here with the middle of the lineup at the plate. Here comes Isaiah Gibbs. He hits this one into center field, and that one is going to drop in for a base hit as they were playing him to pull a little bit more. The center fielder Dunn picks it up. The throw comes into the cutoff man Drake, and a double to follow up Pryor's home run for Gibbs.
Well, and you were worried about no offense in this game, Sean. It was 0-0 through most of it. Bismarck took a late 1-0 lead, and now we've got eight runs on the board. This is more like it.
So this brings Tatum Jones to the plate. With one away here and a runner on second. This one is going to be hit. Slow roller down the first base line. It's picked up by Reese, the first baseman. He steps on the bag for the out. Stepping out of the box is Jones. I think he thought either he was waiting for that one to skip into foul territory, or he thought maybe that hit in foul territory first.
Well, I've had this happen to me before in Little League Baseball. The ball goes outside of the first baseline, has enough spin on it where it goes back into fair territory. This is kind of the opposite effect. It had this spin. It looked like it might go out. It stayed in. Easy play for Reese at first.
So two away here. Gibbs advanced to third on the play. So some nice heads-up base running from Gibbs there, running hard, whether it was going to be fair or foul. First pitch is fouled out of play behind home plate. It's Vandergriff at the plate, who is 1-for-3 on the afternoon. Two away, count 0-1. A 5-3 lead for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Four of them coming off of one swing from Jake Pryor. Breaking ball left upstairs. One ball, one strike.
And you also mentioned it, Sean Mork not getting a lot of chances or any chance whatsoever to warm up in the bullpen, having played second base, comes in cold and gives up the granny.
The 1-1 is fought off foul. 1-2.
Now the key here for Arcadia Valley is to pile on the runs, make it a 6-7-8 run lead, or 8-3 lead.
The 1-2. Swung on a miss, off speed, way out in front is Vandergriff, and that will do it for the top half of the seventh inning. But not before. Five runs are scored off of three hits, one error, and one base runner left on third. Coming up, Bismarck now has to come back in this one. They'll send Reese, Gibson, and Gillian to the plate when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Money, 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 money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes, did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously, that's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
It is a 5-3 lead for the Arcadia Valley Tigers over the Bismarck Indians now as we enter the bottom half of inning number six. New pitcher on the mound, Jake Pryor, comes on. He'll toe the rubber and look to record the save here and be a complete hero for his team. He'll replace Gibbs, who goes to shortstop to replace him. Final warm-up pitch is thrown by Pryor. Snap throw down to second. And now it'll be the bottom third of the lineup coming here for the Bismarck Indians. Jake Pryor, he'll be playing for Mineral Area College next season, and assistant coach Jordan Thompson, and what he really likes about him, they said that they've been watching Jake for 3 to 4 years now. He says he has probably the highest level high school swing that he's seen in the last 4 to 5 years. Pryor fires a strike straight down the pipe to get ahead 0-1 on Jacob Reese.
He's just one of those athletes that you kind of get jealous of. He can play basketball, he can play baseball, and he can fire a fastball down the middle.
Off speed, this time it's left on the outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Jake said some of the reasons why he chose Mineral Area College is proximity to home. His friends say they enjoyed Mac, and he really liked the coaching staff they have there as well. That one is fired in there for a strike. So Jake Pryor ahead 1-2, and he's already working fast, kicking, delivering, and this one is pulled foul.
That has been pretty much the theme of the afternoon. Pitchers stepping on the rubber once they receive the ball back from the catcher and getting and going. The only time it's really slowed down is when runners have been on base, and unfortunately for Bismarck, slowing it down didn't help out.
1-2. Pryor getting the signals, likes what he sees, kicks and fires. 1-2 is left upstairs. 2-2. Now the count.
The way he delivers that pitch, he kind of drops his head as if he's trying to aim where he wants to throw it.
Swung on a miss as the fastball is blown by Reese for out number one in the bottom half of inning number seven. That brings Jacob Gibson to the plate. He's 0-2 so far. He reached on a fielder's choice to third in his first at-bat and struck out looking in his second. Pryor delivers, and that is a strike to get ahead 0-1 on back-to-back at-bats for Jake Pryor. The 0-1 lifted high in the air on the infield. Jake Pryor, the pitcher, calling everyone out off. Comes forward, moves to his left a little bit, squeezes the glove to record out number two.
What a turnaround in this game. And really in baseball, when it's a 1-2-3-run game, it really does just take one swing to turn everything around. And Jake Pryor did the honors with that grand slam in the sixth, or top of the seventh.
And now he'll look to close it out here as he faces Joey Gillian, who's 0-for-2 as well. And he fires in a first pitch strike to get ahead 0-1.
If Arcadia Valley hangs on, they'll move to 3-1 in the MAAA conference.
The 0-2 in there for strike two.
And that'll put some heat on Valley Catholic, who leads it currently at 3-0.
Jake Pryor looking to finish things up here. The 0-2 pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. He gets the off-speed out in front of Gillian to close this one out. What a game, what a seventh inning for Jake Pryor. Closing this one out and hitting the go-ahead grand slam to give his team a 5-3 lead. So the Arcadia Valleys come back in this one. They are victorious 5-3 over the Bismarck Indians. Stay tuned. We'll have post-game coverage coming up next on AM 800 KRVI.
When two great insurance companies, Perry County Mutual and Farmers Mutual of St. Genevieve, come together to form one company, you win. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. By merging, we have a stronger, more efficient, financially sound company that will be able to provide competitive rates, the same excellent service, and provide updated technology service to you, our customers. We will continue to service your insurance needs in the same way that we have in the past.
You will still contact the same office, the same agent, the same office personnel. We will provide you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service. We are still and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Hi, neighbor. I see you back and forth to your garage. What are you working on?
Well, right now I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping outside. I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to my bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
A 5-3 victory for the Arcadia Valley Tigers over the Bismarck Indians on KREI Farmington. We'll go through a recap of how we got that final score. Both teams had their opportunities throughout this one, but no scoring was pushed home until the bottom half of inning number four. Drake reached on a dropped third strike that got him at first base. Mork then grounded out to the shortstop to advance him 90 feet. Then brother Timmy Mork grounded out to short as well. That advanced Drake to third. And then Drake scored on an error, or excuse me, a single from Timmy Mork to shortstop, advanced Drake to home. We're now going to be joined as we interrupt the scoring recap by head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Coach Inman. And, Coach, I got to ask you, it's the top half of inning number seven. You guys are coming in, and Hunter Drake is getting close to the pitch threshold that would force him out of the game. Is that something that crossed your mind or that you guys knew going into that inning that maybe you wanted to work his pitch count a little bit? He's been giving you some trouble. Let's get him out of here.
Yeah, you know, that's something that's crossing everybody's mind this time of the year with it being the first year for it. But that's not something we wait to try to get done in the seventh inning. You know, that's something we talk about, you know, not that we're going up there and taking pitches or anything like that, but we have to have quality at bats. And it really showed in the seventh inning. Kyle Helm, you know, the grand slam from Jake cannot be understated by any means. But if you look at that whole inning, the way it happened, you know, Luke Savage hustling down the line and getting on, you know, with a close play there at first. And Kyle Helms' at bat was, I think, 10 pitches. I mean, my gosh, that's huge. And then, you know, the ground ball by Trent Russell and Corey Skinner sliding into second, hustling and beating that play out. a lot of things that have to go right, and just a great team win. You know, the Grand Slam obviously is going to stand out, but just a great team win to get ourselves in that spot, and that's something we talk about a ton, is just battle till the end and find a way to be consistent.
It also helped that it was Persley, the last batter that he faced, so you had the top of your lineup then coming to plate to face a new pitcher and a cold one, too, with Mork coming over from second base. Did that make you feel a little bit more comfortable that, okay, it's, you know, the best of the best that we got to offer coming to the plate here?
Yeah, anytime the top of the lineup comes around, you know, it's always, you know, gets the manager excited. But, you know, we have, you know, confidence in everybody in our lineup. And, you know, obviously we don't have a lot of kids that are as strong as Jake Pryor. He's a pretty rare talent. But we have a lot of guys that can hit. And, you know, first time through the lineup, I think our 5-6 hole had a hit, maybe an 8 hole. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But, you know, yeah, just trying to be dangerous all the way through the lineup. And, they, you know, everybody knows their job. Get a hit, have a quality bat, find a way to turn the lineup over. And just really pleased with them.
You guys had a couple opportunities to push some runs home, and you just couldn't really string some hits together with runners on. What were you seeing from your team in the bench? What was going wrong with that early on?
You know, I don't know if you can really say there was anything going wrong, because Bismarck's having a great year. Hunter Drake's one of the better pitchers we'll see this year. And, you know, I was pleased that we did have a lot of guys with a chance to score early and, you know, maybe timely hitting a little bit. I don't know how you explain it, but, you know, I don't know necessarily that we did anything wrong. You just got to tip your hat to Bismarck a little bit. They played quality defense and quality pitching right there. I think it's more that than maybe something we were doing wrong.
You guys are having a strong season so far, but is this the type of win that you can build on moving forward?
Yeah. Had a good win at West County and starting to play better and better. You know, early in the year we didn't play real well, and then even a couple of our losses before we kind of got on a win streak, we were, you know, playing better. And so, yeah, hopefully this is something, you know, we can build on from West County to here and just keep it rolling you know, try to keep everything moving in the right direction.
Coach, where do you guys go from here?
We've got a heck of a week. We've got tomorrow we're at Fredericktown, and then Thursday we're at Kingston, then Friday we've got Bismarck again over at Mac, and then we've got two on Monday and Tuesday next week. So if it doesn't rain, we're going to be playing a lot of baseball the next week and a half.
Coach, congratulations on the come-from-behind victory. Best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the coverage.
That is head coach John Inman of the Arcadia Valley Tigers joining us, and now we're going to have the man of the hour make his way over here as Jake Pryor will take a seat. And Jake, I got to ask you, first things first, you're coming to the plate. Your team is down two runs. You got the bases loaded. What are you thinking as you dig in at the plate?
Well, I seen that the pitcher, when he was warming up, was leaving the ball up and even into the next batter. And I know the fence is shorter here, so I tried to get one up in the air.
So you were eyeing that short porch over in right field then.
A little bit.
Can it be a little tempting for hitters in general throughout the game to kind of want to force something towards that side of the field just because of how short it is over there?
Oh, definitely. I did that my first couple of years and then struggled because I was trying to force it over that way.
You didn't wait too long in the at-bat. It was only the third pitch you saw that you turned on. Were you looking to swing on something early?
Yeah. I didn't want to get to his off-speed pitches. I wanted to hit the fastball early.
So you were sitting fastball there as well then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it seemed like he only had two pitches, at least from the short appearance he had that I saw. It looked like he was only sitting changeup and fastball. Is that kind of the same thing you were thinking?
I was looking for something inner half.
Are you normally in a situation like that? Are you trying to sit fastball, so something that you can slap a little bit harder, or you just is it a whatever the pitcher has been presenting before?
Well, I think early in the count, in any at bat, late in the game or early, you're looking for a fastball up. And off speed, usually you don't want to swing at that early in the count. So,
you came into the game to then close it out afterwards, but we'll get to that in a second. But talk about your teammates coming up before you, the bottom third of the lineup and the leadoff hitter for you as well, right in front of you, Russell, doing a great job setting the table for you, leaving the bases loaded for you.
Definitely. Huge. It wasn't just my home run. It was the everything leading up to that. My teammates doing their job, getting out in front of me.
You guys got a bit of a tough week coming up in front of you. Four games in 4 days. This one of those four. What are your thoughts moving forward?
Well, it's a good start. We got one of our good pitchers going again tomorrow, and then maybe not as such a tough game next day. So big week. Hopefully get a few more wins.
Can't be as tough as this. You guys are behind 3-0 entering the top of the seventh inning. And a one run comes in to score. You come up the plate, and with one swing, you send four more home and then slam the door shut in the bottom of the seventh inning. What was going through your mind when you came out to pitch in the bottom of the seventh?
Well, I knew that the bottom half of the lineup was coming up, so I tried to throw a lot of strikes and challenge them. And being up two, you can challenge them, not have to worry about one person get on base, so I just got up there and challenged him with the fastball.
Jake Pryor leading the comeback for his team in the top half of the seventh and slamming the door shut in the bottom half, joining us on the postgame show on AM 800 KREI. Jake, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
That is Jake Pryor of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. He had the go-ahead home run in the top half of the seventh inning. Those four runs gave his team a 5-3 lead and completed the comeback over the Bismarck Indians. We'll go back into the recap of the game. The scoring continued for Bismarck in the bottom half of inning number six. They were up 1-0, and Latham scored on a pass ball. That advanced Hunter Drake to third. He then scored on a sacrifice bunt drop down by Mork, who was out at first. But then in the bottom half, or excuse me, the top half of inning number seven, the bases were loaded when Russell hit a single to shortstop that scored him, and then Pryor, as we just mentioned before, hit a moonshot home run over the right field wall, an absolute line drive homer to give his team the 5-3 lead and complete the comeback victory. We will pause momentarily, and when we return, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bismarck Indians, Coach Warren, coming up when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Sports brought to you by Kohl's Tractor, home of the Bad Boy Mowers and LS Tractors.
Hi, I'm Hannah Cole, and I'd like to encourage you to stop by and see my dad, Greg, and mom, Christy, or Joe at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment the next time you need a new tractor or lawnmower. Price, quality, performance. These are just a few of the advantages of the LS Tractors and the Bad Boy Mowers at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Kohl's Tractor, LS, and Bad Boy are unmatched by any other dealer or brand. So why pay more when you can get more for less? Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. See us today just outside of Farmington on Highway 32, online at kohlstractors.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, the Arcadia Valley Tigers complete the 5-3 comeback victory over the Bismarck Indians, and we're now joined by head coach of the Indians, Abe Warren. And Coach Warren, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, no problem.
It was a tough ending for you guys. Your team was looking pretty good, and then you got to the top of the seventh inning, and your pitcher, Hunter Drake, was kind of getting close to that threshold a little bit. Is that something that crossed your mind entering the inning?
Yeah, but, you know, I've watched Hunter for 3 years now. He always finds a way when he gets a little gas. And, you know, if we make plays behind him, that doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that we're going to have to work on and get better.
And now you made the decision to bring Mork in cold, coming from second base, only had a handful of warm-up pitches to really get him going, to face the top of the lineup as well. Is he your normal go-to reliever in a situation like that, or do you have a couple other options?
I'll go to Sean in any situation, in any game. I have all the confidence in the world in him. You know, he threw pitches good enough to get out, so once again, we didn't make the plays. And like I said, that one pitch to Jake Pryor, he's a good hitter, it's a short porch. Jake hit it hard. You know, that's going to happen, but if we avoid that situation and make the plays to begin with, we're not there. And, you know, I'll tell Sean, I've already told him, it's not you, keep your head up, and we'll go right back at it again tomorrow.
Now, you mentioned tomorrow, you guys got a bit of a busy week coming up. What do you guys have coming forward?
We have Valley Caledonia tomorrow here at home, and then we go and see Arcadia Valley again on Friday at Mineral Area College.
You guys are facing off against them at MAC, as you mentioned. Are you going to be using this game kind of as motivation, a little bit of a bulletin board material going into that game?
I don't know about bulletin board material, but, yeah, we'll be thinking about it. Anytime someone beats you, you want another crack at them, and we get that pretty early. Quick turnaround, and, you know, we're just going to go try and start like we did again, maybe not make as many mistakes, and hopefully it's a different outcome.
What do you guys look to improve on moving forward from
just
here?
Just making plays. Mm-hmm. I said that in the pregame, making plays. We are so capable of going out there and making plays in any situation. I tell them the baseball is the same size no matter where you're playing, no matter what inning, no matter what the score is. It's the same size. It's going to come at you the same way every time. I mean, not the same way, but, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter the situation. Just make the plays, and that's something that we got to do a better job of.
Coach Abe Warren joining us on the postgame show on AM 800 KREI. Coach, thank you very much for giving us some time.
Appreciate the coverage.
That is Coach Warren of the Bismarck Indians joining us once again. The final score, Arcadia Valley comes back in the top half of the seventh inning. They are victorious 5-3. For Matt Greenwood and Sean Wynn back in the studio, I'm Sean Malone. Thank you for making us a part of your Tuesday afternoon into early evening. Once again, a 5-3 victory for the Arcadia Valley Tigers over the Bismarck Indians. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday afternoon.